You know, there's been a lot of talk about how much Texas has grown over the past decade or so. Well, there are new numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau out this morning. And what do they tell us about the state of Texas? For more, we turn to the Texas state demographer, Lloyd Potter. Thanks for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Sure. It's good to be with you.
I'm going to just place a bet here that the bottom line is Texas is still growing. How far off the mark am I?
I think you're right on. Texas is growing. When the report that was just released is for county level estimates of population. State level estimates were released several months ago, and Texas was number one in terms of numeric growth and the pace of growth as well. And so now we're looking at more geographic detail, like where is the growth occurring?
Well, then you've anticipated my next question. Where is that growth occurring?
By and large, it's happening in what we refer to as a population triangle. So Dallas-Fort Worth, San Antonio-Austin, and the Houston area. When we look there, we see just tremendous growth occurring within the urban core counties, but then the real rapid growth is in the suburban ring counties around those urban cores.
So what does that tell you as a demographer, that it's perhaps too expensive for a lot of these families and they're looking to settle in the rings of these high-density urban areas?
Yeah, so that certainly is one of the things that, or processes that's occurring. But we also see people from other parts of the state, the rural parts of the state. Actually, we had about 100 counties that lost population. So there are people moving from other parts of the state to these more urbanized and suburban areas, and they're doing that largely because of economic opportunity.
And you know, anybody who's been up to Irving or Plano recently, you know what we're talking about here. I mean, DFW Arlington metro area, largest growth in the U.S. Is that right?
Yeah, the DFW area was very rapidly and significantly growing numeric, and then the Austin Round Rock metro area was one of the fastest growing as well, and significant growth as well.
Does this information, does this data tell you anything about growth from people from outside of the U.S.?
So when you look at the suburban ring counties, almost all of their migration growth is from domestic migration. When you look at the urban core counties, Dallas and Houston in particular, but also Austin and San Antonio, and to a lesser extent, Tarrant, we see a tremendous amount of international migration that's causing growth. And in particular, if you look at Houston and Dallas counties, those counties are really growing from international migration. A lot of that is from Mexico and Central and South America, but a dramatic shift we've seen recently has been increasing numbers from Asian countries, in particular China and India.
That is really fascinating. I had no idea. What do you think might be driving that?
There are a few things. I mean, one, we've seen a slowdown in migration from Mexico, and that's been the case since the recession. And then we've had a pretty substantial base of Asian immigrants who have come into the United States, and in this case, into Texas, under like H-1B visas. Like they've come here, gotten an education, they're in high demand kinds of skills, and they end up getting sponsored by companies. They gain a pathway to citizenship, a green card, and then they're able to sponsor family members.
You're talking about what some people have described as chain migration or family reunification, I guess, is another way it's characterized. Lloyd Potter is the Texas state demographer. Wish we had more time. Dr. Potter, thanks again.
My pleasure.